A Jewish Journal article. Anti-Semitic stickers found in Beverly Hills. A couple of anti-Semitic stickers were found in the flats area of Beverly Hills on December 2. Scottish journalist and Zionist activist Eve Barlow tweeted out photos of the stickers. One stated, "Why are Jews allowed to suck baby penis?" with obscene photos, and the other accused Israel of being behind the 9/11 terror attacks. Both stickers were found on signs warning that anybody who parked on the respective street would be towed away. Stop Antisemitism noted in a tweet that the stickers directed people to look at Goyim TV, which is part of the Goyim Defense League, GDL. According to the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, the GDL, is a small network of virulently anti-Semitic provocateurs led by John Minadei Otoo of Petaluma, California. On November 28, a slew of flyers alleging that the COVID agenda is Jewish was found in front of Beverly Hills homes. Those flyers also reportedly had the same logo for Goyim TV. Jewish groups condemned the stickers. "We are appalled that anti-Semitic flyers continue to be found in Beverly Hills during the week of Hanukkah," Anti-Defamation League Los Angeles Jeffrey I. Abrams said in a statement to the journal. "We have already engaged with the Beverly Hills Police Department to address a similar situation that took place on the first night of Hanukkah, and we will continue to work with law enforcement to address this hateful vitriol," he added. Sadly, this only reaffirms the uptick in anti-Semitism across the country, as documented by both ADL's 2020 audit of anti-Semitic incidents and the FBI's 2020 hate crimes statistics report. "We remain vigilant in our fight against hatred and bigotry wherever it rears its ugly head." American Jewish Committee Los Angeles Regional Director Richard S. Hirschhout similarly said in a statement to the journal, "This has been a particularly gut-wrenching week for Beverly Hills and its new chief of police, Mark Steinbrück. A week bookended by expressions of vile, grotesque anti-Semitism and the horrific murder of a beloved Los Angeles icon and philanthropist. But as the nation's first municipality to enact the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, working definition of anti-Semitism, Beverly Hills has unequivocally declared that it is no place for hate and that the purveyors of such crude bigotry will not go unpunished. To Chief Steinbrück and Mayor Wunderlich, please know that a concerned, vigilant, and grateful community stands with you." Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda at the Simon Wiesenthal Center Rabbi Abraham Cooper also said in a statement to the journal, "The bullying and demonization of Jews in word and in violent hate crimes unleashed this Hanukkah. It's up to us to teach our kids not to be cowed by the haters and bigots, and it's up to our elected officials and neighbors to denounce these crimes." Stand With Us CEO and co-founder Roz Rothstein said in a statement to the journal, "Rattling off conspiracies, blood libels and other vicious slurs about Jews is despicable no matter when it happens. But promoting such bigotry against Jews on their religious holidays in order to detract from the joyous celebration is particularly heinous. It should come as no surprise, however, that the Jewish people will stand tall and continue to enjoy our beautiful holidays like Hanukkah, despite the venom that is spewed by hate-filled people."